Small businesses are being thrown into the e-commerce deep end. One company is offering a possible life raft. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. For many small businesses, the pandemic-driven abrupt shift to selling on the internet is a huge change. Plenty of brick-and-mortar store owners were selling in person only, using everything from spreadsheets to paper and pencil to keep track of it all. So companies are increasingly offering new tools to help brick-and-mortar stores manage their inventory and figure out which online platforms are best for them. Intuit launched something called QuickBooks Commerce earlier this year to help companies sell everywhere. Alex Chris is the EVP of the Small Business Group at Intuit.
So the most basic is in person, right? So you can imagine a retail store, or if you're at a farmer's market and you want to be able to just sell with people in front of you. But then there's lots of online channels as well. So you can sell through Amazon, you can have your own website. And then there's a lot of selling through social right now. So, you know, all the stores or sales that are happening through a Facebook or an Instagram, all of those are happening, and small businesses want access to customers wherever their customers are shopping.
And does this product specifically integrate with those? Like, all of a sudden I have listed my products on Instagram and Shopify and Amazon, and I can see how they're doing across all those channels?
That's right. That's the beauty of it, is once you are set up in one channel, we are the source of truth for your orders and your inventory.
Got it. So really what you're saying is that previously small businesses were using QuickBooks, doing their thing, maintaining, and didn't necessarily want to explore all these other options or feel like they had to?
I don't think they had to. I think they were working well, the economy was going well, and now when all of a sudden, you know, the world throws a curveball, they figure out how to pivot and persevere. And what we're seeing now is a lot of small businesses saying, okay, I was fine before, but now I can't have people showing up to my store to buy my goods, so I'm going to figure out how to sell online. You know, we're here to help small businesses think through that and allow them to be able to survive.
What about the data on the back end? Like, are you discovering internally what channels are the most effective?
We have not only the orders that are now coming in, so the revenue that a small business is making, but we have all their expense information as well, because that's what they've been using QuickBooks to reconcile. So now they can start to think about, as they're leveraging different channels, a social channel, they can now see the efficacy of that marketing spend. And so for the first time, they can really see ROI on where they want to go leverage. Are they finding such great customer acquisition through Instagram that that's where they really want to go double down? They're just getting those insights, and it's making them smarter to be able to grow their business.
You know, we seem to be at this moment where there is actually a burgeoning industry in aggregating small businesses. I wonder if you're going to find that ecosystems develop, that like Facebook says, you can't have access to our tools for selling because we're building our own competing product right now.
It's certainly a concern. The concept of a walled garden is great for the platform, but it doesn't give the small business access to customers. And so we're that linchpin and the source of truth that can now connect to all the different open ecosystems.
Alex Chris is EVP of the Small Business Group at Intuit. And now for some related links. Yesterday, we talked a bit about how Shopify is winning at e-commerce. With growth comes problems. The Financial Times has a piece this week that says as many as 20% of the shops on Shopify could be a risk to consumers in some way. Either they're total frauds, or they're selling counterfeit goods, or they're sketchy in some other way. That's all according to a service called FakeSpot, which authenticates e-commerce outlets. Shopify told the FT that this is a, quote, industry-wide problem. If internet, then fraud. Still, consultants said Shopify is suffering from the good work done at eBay, Amazon, and other platforms to try to stamp out counterfeit sellers and fraudulent stores. As in, they're all migrating to Shopify until the platform figures it out. If internet, then buyer beware. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Here at Marketplace, our mission goes beyond reporting the news. It's to make people smarter about tech and the economy through unbiased, fact-based journalism. And it's your support that makes it all possible. Whether you donate a little or a lot, being a Marketplace investor makes you a partner in that mission. If you're already giving, thanks so much for believing in what we do. If not, there's still time. Donate today at marketplace.org/givetech, and thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.